כל הלשון, כל התורה, בכל מקום.
So we once again share a thought on the weekly Parsha, Parshas Vayishlach. And in this Parsha we learn about the struggle and the fight between Yaakov and the angel. Ve'yavose Yaakov levade ve'yove kishomoy ad aloise shachar ve'yarke lo yuchaloi ve'yiga bekaf yarecho ve'teke chaf yarech Yaakov. And then we have the mitzvah al kein lo yuchlu b'nei asol asgid hanosh. No other mitzvah lo ta'aseh, no other negative precept do we find the reason and the rationale of the mitzvah. None. Only gidanosha al kein. This is why lo yoichlu b'nei asol as gidanosha. And this demands an explanation. Regarding mitzvahs, I say there are three mitzvahs in which the Torah does give us the rationale and the reasoning. Tzitzis, laman tizkeru. Tfilin, laman tiyesef Torah Hashem b'fichu. And Sukkulaman Yedu Dorasechem, and the Bach, very well known, the Bach in two different sources, Shechan Ocharachim explains. Why does the Torah give the reasoning by these three mitzvahs? Because we are required to have kavana when we perform these three mitzvahs. You need to bear in mind the reason and the rationale of the mitzvahs. But that is not relevant regarding a lotas. When a person abstains from committing an aveira, when exactly does he need to think and have intention? So this really requires an explanation. Why is the Torah explain the reason for Gidhanosh? To answer this question, we must understand the essence of this struggle. What was it all about? So the Medrash and the Zohar and the Ramban, they all explained this was not a fight between a certain angel and a certain human being and a certain mortal. It was not about the Malach and Yaakov as a person, as an individual. It was a struggle on the entire future of Klal Yisrael. It was the climax of the struggle that started V'yisroitzetzu Abonim B'kirbo. It was a continuation of the struggle between Yaakov and his brother Esav, who wanted to harm and kill Yaakov. And this struggle reaches a dramatic climax when an angel, Soli Shel Esav, comes to try to destroy Yaakov. And destroying Yaakov means destroying the Jewish people, destroying us, destroying each and every generation of Klal Yisrael. And this struggle seemed to be totally futile and hopeless. How could a mortal human being fight an angel that is fire? But if HaKadosh Baruch Hu was with Yaakov, nothing is futile. It's the other way around. The fight of the angel was futile. You cannot fight HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that is why V'yarkei lo yuchaloi. However, Yaakov was hurt. He was injured. And he went away limping. And the Sefer Chinuch explains why this is important to remember. Because Yaakov is us and we are Yaakov. And just like Yaakov struggled and he was hurt, but he prevailed, so will we prevail. Yes, we will suffer. Throughout the generations, we will be hurt. And sometimes we will limp badly. But we must never forget, we will prevail. Yaakov prevailed. He prevailed for us. And so will we. And Sefer HaChinuch writes, if we will remember the struggle, and the way to remember is by performing the mitzvah al kein lo yoichlu b'nei esol esgidanosha, la'olam ya'amdu be'emunatam v'betzidkutam. We will always keep our emunah, our righteousness. Just remember, that is history, and history repeating itself. Yaakov was hurt, but he prevailed. We will prevail as well. So the Gemara Sof Makkah says that Ramach mitzvahs to say are indicative of Ramach Eivar Ayodam Shin Samach Elo Tase are Keneged Yemois Hashono. In Kizvei Ha'ari and in Zohar, this week's parsha, we learn it is not only a number, Keneged a number, 365 compared to 365, each and every day is associated, has a connection with a specific mitzvah of the Lo Ta'aseh of the Torah. But neither the Zohar nor the Ri doesn't give us a list. We don't have a catalog explaining which mitzvah is connected with which day. However, both do reveal regarding one day and one lav. Yidden Osha is connected, is associated with Tisha B'Av. And why is that? Neither does the Zohar explain nor the Ari, but they do give a remez. Al kein lo yechlu b'nei Yisrael. Ace is two letters, Tisha B'Av. But they do not explain, in essence, what did these two have to do one with another. According to our discussion, it is so poshut, so simple. Tisha B'Av is the most terrible day in the Jewish calendar. We lost the first Beis Hamikdash, we lost the second Beis Hamikdash, and so many tzoras. Rivers of blood and tears flew in this tragic day. And this day, more than in any other day, we need to bear in mind and remember the struggle. We need to remember that V'yarki lo yochaloi, Yankov prevailed. With all the pain and all the suffering, we will prevail. And the Sefer HaChinuch, only once in the entire magnificent Sefer, writes a prayer, a tefillah, which is not found anywhere else. And we will just finish this short talk with the words and the tefillah, the prayer of Sefer HaChinuch. U'kishem shezorch shemesh la'av v'yankov avinu lo yishir min atzar u'min yesurim kein Yizrach lano shimsha shel Moshiach tzedkenu lo yishiyenu min atzar u'lego'oleinu b'mehero v'yomeinu. Amen. Have a beautiful Shabbat.
Olam shalem shel tochen mechakeh lecha bekol halashon 03-617-1111